My name is Nathan Oakes, and I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was born into a blue-collar family that had a poverty mindset, just like 96% of the rest of the population. Every day was a struggle. Not bad as the people in the projects, but we were a middle-class family that never had enough, always making ends meet. We were always hearing things like, "We are not the melons. Money does not grow on trees. We are not rich. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Life is an endless grind and struggle." You know, the same old sayings. All these years, I had believed all the bogus lies. I actually started working at the age of 8, delivering Pittsburgh Press newspapers around the neighborhood with my mom, because I wanted more out of life even then. I actually wanted to be a millionaire than billionaire then. I was always working, cutting grass in the summer and shoveling snow in the winter as a young kid. I always had a pocket full of money. Even my mom borrowed money from me at times, but she always paid me back. I'm not going to go into too much detail as there is years to cover, but I have been in a depression since the ages of 7 or 8. I wonder how many others have had similar depressions last for years. I was bullied really bad in the second grade, all the way up to middle school. I would be chased by 10 to 15 kids on bikes very often, running for my life on a regular basis. I always had emotional traumas in my younger years from all the bullying and was held back in the second grade because of it. I even developed a tic in my neck because of all the bullying. My parents decided to pull me out of school and homeschool me in the 7th grade because of all the bullying. I would have been held back for a second time if they would not have homeschooled me. My grades were good up until the 2nd grade. My mom showed me report cards of A's and B's before then. The bullying finally ended but left lasting effects on me for a number of years thereafter. The term "sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me" are one big bogus myth. Fast forward to the age of 23, I fully decided that I wanted to be a millionaire, then billionaire. I started to read books like 1 Minute Millionaire, Cracking the Millionaire Code, and Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. At that time, I had a hefty $508 car payment. I had to keep up with the Joneses and look cool. I was a part-time supervisor working for UPS and thought I was a hotshot with a big head. I was actually working 2 jobs at the time and I was prepared to change my life at the age of 23. What happened? Well, I started to work for a place called Corporate Air, which is a small air charter company for people flying in and out of Pittsburgh. While working there, I was around so many negative workers, and the same type of people also worked at UPS. Everywhere I turned, there was always someone with a negative attitude, a negative person which, in turn, kept me in that mindset. While at Corporate Air, I was able to see how some of these millionaires and billionaires were, and the company told us, "You are not allowed to talk or associate with them." So I just assumed that rich people were not friendly. And I could never live the kind of life that they live. But I know now that that's simply not the case. I let my perceptions, my feelings, and my environments control how I felt about life and rich people. I mean, I was a lobster trying to get out of the bucket, and all of the other lobsters just kept pulling me back in. And I let them every single time. I still knew at that time that there was still something more. I mean, I was and still am the same fish today, just waiting to swim out above the water to see what's on top. So I took my books to read at work, and people found them and they ragged on me because I was reading them. They said things like, "You can't do that. In order to make that kind of money, you have to have lots of money. That's absurd and impossible. Why do you talk like that? Do you think you are above us? You're weird. You'll never make it. I filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy just 3 years later and was in a super deep depression, much worse than the depression I had already been in since I was the ages of 7 or 8. It took me some time, but I was able to recover. Fast forward to the age of 28, and I took my 401k and started a computer repair shop because I was good at it. And I thought that was my ticket to becoming a multimillionaire. My business did well for about 2-3 years, and I made really good money, and I have nothing to show for it today. At that time, I felt so on top of the world, on top of life. But at the same time, my depression was still there, and still had the same old programming which determined where I would end up. About 2.5 years in, someone stole product from me which set me back pretty good. Also, I started taking Adderall and abused it because I felt like I needed more motivation. One day, I stopped taking it suddenly, and that was when I hit rock bottom. Not because I took the Adderall. I got off it. That was just the beginning of my rock bottom moment. I know now that it was all just bad programming from the time I was born until the age of 7. That is where you are programmed for what you do for the rest of your life. Listening to Bob Proctor, which he has studied the material he teaches for over 57 years, I am understanding that a person's programming does determine where they go in life. But that programming can be changed, and that person can truly decide to make change and make better decisions in their lives. So I have been into meditation and hypnosis since I was 23, along with prayer and having a better relationship with God. For the last year, at 36 years of age, I have been going hard on listening to subliminal messages to reprogram my subconscious mind dramatically, and I must say it's working very well. I have finally been able to get past my fears, my doubts, my lacks, and my limitations. I am ready to take action now. Currently, I am back to work at a regular job, working for someone else, and I absolutely hate every second and every minute of it, every day that I'm there. I miss my freedom. All of my life, I have been afraid to get out of my comfort zone. But today, I am willing to do whatever I have to do to make it and share my successes with others. No one took me by my hand and showed me how to make it, so I want to do the same for others. That is why I am starting this website. Over the past couple of months, I have decided and committed to being a billionaire, and that is what I'm going to do. There are absolutely no reasons as to why this cannot be my reality or yours if you are not already there. I refuse to live the rest of my life working at a job, which I think is just over broke, that I absolutely hate. That is the backdrop in a nutshell. All in all, I have worked at many different places over the years, too many to count, because I tried and tried and tried to get away from all of the negativity. It always seemed to follow me wherever I would go. Can I blame it all on that? Not totally. I think I also had to work on myself from the inside out and not let outside influences influence me. And I needed to work on my internal programming. Many say it was the cards they were dealt. Then change the cards and take responsibility to become the best version that you can be. Time to take it to the next level. I have finally broken through my old paradigm. Who's with me?